Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. And it's playoff time. And DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by a point. Every bettor who hammers the over in the featured games helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right. You can double your money by hammering the over. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the featured game, the line will decrease by 1 point. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Maximum of $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends on May 23rd, 2021. In partnership with MetEase Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, in quarter number two, we talked about the under-the-radar players who were key players on the offense. Now we want to do the same thing on defense. And you've brought up to me in your notes some really interesting names. I'm intrigued by several of these. And I want to start with the cornerbacks. And you mentioned Daquan Hardy. Interesting name in what we consider a very crowded cornerback room.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many names in that room. And Hardy, I think even last year, was not a forgotten guy, but I think underappreciated. And I think to a certain extent, you know, that's kind of where he's going to fit probably throughout his career. He's probably not going to be appreciated as much as he should. But now you have, obviously, Tariq Castro-Fields and Joey Porter Jr. You've had Keaton Ellis experiment with a position change. You've had Marquise Wilson experiment with a position change. You have Kalen King, who was the talk of the spring. You've got Johnny Dixon, who was also kind of the talk of the spring, and they've captured some headlines just by nature. They're the new guys, and everybody's curious about them, and James Franklin has expressed that before. But at the same time, Daquan Hardy is going to be an important guy, and I think you're going to see him be your primary slot guy. He is a small, scrappy, quick, physical, tough-minded player. And I think Penn State will always have a spot for him, in their rotation. And I think he still stands where they might lose two guys to other positions, more in Wilson and Ellis. But Daquan Hardy will be a key guy as a slot defender. I don't know if you'll ever consider him a number one cornerback over the course of his career, but he's going to play a lot of important snaps, and I think he's going to play them well. I think he's somebody that, as we're going through a process like this, we just need to reestablish a little bit of appreciation for where he is and the role that he plays for Penn State.
And I thought last year, Dustin, he did a very good job when he was in there. Now, there's two plays in particular that stand out in my head that I fear that people will remember with him. One where the receiver made an absolutely tremendous catch and Hardy was in perfect position. And perhaps his size hurt him a bit. And there was a second one in the end zone where a large receiver just boxed him out, went up and over him. And I don't think it's fair to use those two plays against him. I thought overall he did a great job, especially as a first-year player. The next name on your list, Dustin, is Curtis Jacobs, the linebacker. And I've got to question this one on with you. My question is the under-the-radar part. This is a guy who I thought played well last year. A lot of conversation about him this spring because it looks like he's going to be the starter and even beat out a veteran for that. My question is more, is he the next great linebacker at Penn State?
Yeah. this was, I mean, he's not flying it under anybody's radar. Let's make that clear. He is the one guy who stands out as, you know, on both of these lists as not being a sleeper by any means, but I included him because the importance of the role that he's going to play. You know, you think about what he can unlock for this Penn State defense. If he's a multifaceted threat as a run defender, a pass defender, if he can play in space, if he can kind of establish himself as that next star, what does that do for this Penn State defense? Because I think this linebacker group was underwhelming last year, and it has a chance to get so much better by putting Brandon Smith in the right spot and seeing his natural growth, by having a guy who can play the strong side of the field, who a guy like Curtis Jacobs who can play in space better than Jesse Luketta can, be a sure tackler, be able to deliver some impact plays. I mean, it has a chance to improve that linebacker outlook considerably. And I think you add that to the fact that the cornerback play should be better. The safety play, I think, will be as good, and it has a chance to be better than it was last year. It kind of makes up for the fact that you have some questions up front. And I think the improvement of the defense as a whole can be made faster with Curtis Jacobs being, I don't want to even put the burden of being a star on him, but being able to deliver some splash plays at linebacker, it would be a welcome sight.
I think so too, and he becomes next in line. This year it should be about Brandon Smith being the star, and then you watch Curtis Jacobs and say, he'll be the next guy. He'll be the next really good one at linebacker. You talked about up front where there might be some issues. Let's start with defensive end. And, you know, we believe Adisa Isaac is going to step up and be a number one guy. A lot of talk about Nick Tarburton stepping up. But there's transfer Arnold Ibikiti, and he's a guy I'm really excited to see, Dustin.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think he has experience and he's made plays, and he's going to obviously be taking a step up in the level of play that he's going to see. But everything that they're saying about him and everything that he's shown from Temple to now looks to me like he's going to be an asset for his experience, but he also has a chance to really be an impact guy. And to me, Jim, it would not surprise me at all if he ends up being Penn State's best, most productive defensive end. It could be another situation like last year where, you know, Jason Owe was established as the upside guy, the guy that pro scouts are drooling over and all that, but Shaka Toney just kind of quietly went about his work. Adisa Isaac is sort of the Jason Owe of this situation where expectations are high. Athletically, he's as close to a freak as you're going to get. But then you have Arnold Ibikiti coming in who can kind of steal the show and be more productive in terms of TFLs and sacks.
I also have this impression or image in my mind about how Temple plays the game. They always seem like very tough players, okay? Maybe that's the Matt Rhule factor, but I think I felt that way about Temple players prior to Matt Rhule. That's what I'm expecting also from Arnold Ibikiti, a certain amount of toughness. Is that a fair expectation of him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you're right. You have to have a certain amount of toughness to make it at Temple. You have to have a certain amount of toughness to thrive in that situation and be an underdog and embrace that. And now I think it shows a little bit of mental toughness, just the idea of trying to make this leap and trying to prove it on a higher scale. And that's exactly is what Arnold Ibikiti is doing. And I think he's going to do a good job of it. I do expect him to be a presence and to be somebody that you have to game plan for as an opposing offense. I think he's going to be a real threat off the edge.
I do too. I think he'll be a factor. Let's take a look at safety, Dustin. It was just a huge, huge moment for Penn State football when Jaquan Brisker announced he was going to come back for another season. That was big. So now the question became, all right, who's going to be the second safety? And Jair Brown appears to be that guy, the next guy in line from the Lackawanna pipeline. And it would be great if he can man that second safety position.
Yeah, I think it would be huge for Penn State. I think he showed some things in limited duty last year. And again, Jaquan Brisker showed some things in limited duty his first year on campus too, and saw his role grow. And he only commanded more and more. And now he can legitimately be a star coming up this fall. I don't know if Jair Brown has quite that upside or ceiling, but I think you're going to see him follow kind of the same arc here. I think you're going to see him emerge as a starter and be a really good, rangy, athletic, playmaking type of guy at safety. And you look at both of these guys, and it could make a really good 1-2 punch back there in Penn State's defensive backfield. And I'm excited to see what he can do. I think he's the best candidate to emerge as a starter. And I think he's going to be a good player for Penn State. I think it's going to really bring some stability to that safety depth chart.
There's another player at that position, Keaton Ellis, who was a cornerback. And remember, in 2019, as a true first-year player, he saw starting snaps at cornerback. We didn't see as much of him in 2020. Then we hear about him, and we've talked about this forever, it seems, Dustin, about someone moving from the cornerback room to safety. And finally, towards the end of spring practice, we heard that guy is going to be Keaton Ellis. But I think you believe he's going to be a bit of a hybrid, maybe a little bit of both, cornerback slash safety, don't you?
Yeah, I think if Penn State can blur those lines and utilize a safety's coverage ability, utilize a quote-unquote cornerback's ability to defend and willingness to embrace the playing in the box, they're going to use those things. And I think versatility is going to be a really important thing. And they've got a number of guys who can maybe blur those lines a little bit. But Jair Brown is an interesting player who can do it all, I think. And then, you know, you bring Keaton Ellis in as another guy. I think you're starting to establish a little bit more excitement at that safety spot. Like, I feel like it was hard to really rally around the idea of, let's say, a Jonathan Sutherland. No disrespect to these guys, or you're not sure what Tyler Rudolph brings. You're not sure what Enzo Jennings brings. You're not sure what these two new freshmen can do. So to be able to have Jair Brown emerge and bring Keaton Ellis along, it brings a lot more, I think, to the safety spot.
And you felt sometimes last year Lamont Wade struggled in coverage. So to bring in safeties like a Keaton Ellis, who this is what he's done. He, as a cornerback, number one, he's good in coverage, right?
And I think he, above all else, you think Lamont Wade making the transition from cornerback to safety, coverage should not be a liability. I think Keaton Ellis is a more fluid athlete, moves better feet, better hips, can kind of turn and run with guys better than Wade could. And Penn State would not hesitate at all, no matter what his position is, to put him one-on-one and let him do that.
Exactly. All right, that is it for quarter number three. In quarter number four, we're going to take a look at all those young offensive linemen and what their role is going to be moving forward. Stick around for that. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured basketball playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, max $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends May 23rd, 2021. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.